This is The Boop Show, some gaming news you can use for September 4th, 2014. I'm Scott Johnson. Hello, everybody. Pardon me for having a stuffy nose today. Fall allergies have kicked in for me. It's not even technically fall yet. When does that begin? It's September 4th, so that means, are we in it? Are we in it to win it for fall, or are we still a couple weeks away? Like, when officially does fall rear its ugly head and condemn us to die? Do you guys see this Geometry Wars 3 Dimensions stuff that's been floating around? They've been showing it off. They went from announcing it kind of out of nowhere with that whole Sierra Rebirth deal, and now they're showing it. And man, that looks awesome. If you never played Geometry Wars, what was the full name? Something Evolved? Not Combat Evolved. That was Halo. Whatever it was. The game where you shoot the shapes, as I used to say, on the Xbox 360 when it launched, and then later the sequel, which I thought was fantastic, Geometry Wars 2, is still amazing. And Bizarre Creations is no longer a company, but some people that used to be with them and others are now making this game. And it looks totally rad. Here's the best part. Coming to everything this year, not just Xbox. PS4, PS3, 360, Xbox One, I hope Vita. Yes, on PC. Like, they're spreading it far and wide, and that's awesome. Man, I'm excited about that. You know, I love some dual stickery, some dual stick shooting, and shooting the shapes is just fine by me. I don't mind that. Oh, did you see PS4 got Minecraft? So there you go. Go make some stuff. Get out of here and go make it. It is time, gentlemen and ladies who might be listening to me talk. Although, statistically speaking, I'm told that I have many more male listeners than female. That kind of sucks. Let's shake that up a little bit. Where are you, ladies? Let me hear you. In the news for this fine day, we do this twice a week, by the way. So here's today. Oh, we didn't do one. Sorry, this is once this week. You might be going, Scott, what the hell is going on? A lot is going on. There's been so much happening that the first half of my week got completely destroyed. It's about to get destroyed worse, because Salt Lake Comic Con's this weekend, and I'm hosting a booth, and I'm also have somebody staying with me, and it's just going to be crazy town. So I just wanted to slip this in before all that went crazy and crashed down around me. Twitch now outranks. Well, if you gave them a rake and enough leaves, they might outrake them as well. But Twitch outranks cable news networks and MTV at times. MTV. Remember them? Music television. The M now stands for Mereality TV. Because it's all reality TV now. Anyway, kind of miss those days. Where is your spaceman putting an MTV flag into the moon? Where is your weird animated interstitial commercial break? Where, oh, where are your music videos? Oh, it's all on YouTube. That's what happened. Amazon certainly, I can't talk today. Certainly? What's wrong with me? Amazon certainly thinks that Twitch is a good investment because they just spent $1 billion on that thing. Turns out Twitch stacks up pretty well against cable networks. More than you'd expect. It has more viewers than HLN, CNN, E! Which is entertainment TV or whatever it is. E! Exclamation point. MSNBC, True TV, and even MTV during peak hours. This is all according to the New York Times. That's kind of a big deal. I mean, think about that. If competitive gaming and gaming generally is attracting people watching other people play video games, attracting more viewers than traditional cable networks, that probably means there's a long life ahead for this stuff. more than we ever thought before. It's been on the rise since 2012 and topped out at nearly 800,000 primetime viewers this year. That's crazy. Now, as far as like hours of content viewed per month, if you take those as totals, Twitch completely pales in comparison with, say, Netflix and YouTube. Netflix and YouTube killing them in terms of total hours viewed. I mean, Netflix, by the numbers, is roughly 8 times larger than Twitch. And YouTube, 24 times larger. 24 Twitches to every one YouTube. Think about that. That's intense. Ska Studio shifts to Sony after 6 years at Microsoft. No longer Xbox exclusive, Ska Studios. They've been around for about 7 years. They've had a really close relationship with Microsoft. All of its games, from The Dishwasher, Dead Samurai, to Charlie Murder, these have all launched on 360 or Windows Phone only. Pretty exclusive deal. They did really well back in 07. I believe their game Dead Samurai won the Dream Build Play competition. And that sort of served as the moment when Microsoft and them kind of got into bed with each other. Quote, it has been said before, XBLA literally made all of my dreams come true, says Ska founder James Silva. He said that in 2012. But here's the twist. They're done. Salt and Sanctuary, their new game, will launch exclusively on PS4 and Vita. And this according to their community manager, and he's an artist there, I guess, Michelle Silva. It must be related. That's a big deal, right? That's a big whoop for indies. I mean, it says a lot about A, the increased install base of the PS4, but also their friendliness to indies. I hear nobody complain about how Sony is treating them, and in fact, they're all loving it. And the focus on indie devs has been good for them. So good on Sony. Too sad, too bad Microsoft on that deal anyway. And I don't have a preference. Okay. I'm really enjoying my PS4 because right now I'm getting more games on it. It's really as simple as that for me. I don't have a bunch of brand loyalty. I just know what I like to play. All right. I'm going to play that sound again. CCP has laid off 2 executives close to some San Francisco sources. This has all been updated and confirmed now. Gamasutra originally reported that EVE Online developer CCP had closed its San Francisco studio and laid off CFO Joe Gallo and CMO David Reed. This seemed to maybe coincide with the fact that the earnings for the company are down year over year right now. CCP not, doing all that great. But when they canceled World of Darkness, that MMO that I was super excited about, that kind of vampire MMO they were working on, they did that in June, I guess it would have been, and they laid off 49 people in their Reykjavik headquarters at that time. Or did that happen in I swear it was earlier in the year, but whatever. There's been an update to this story. CCP's public relations firm contacted, I got this on massively.com, and that's who's reporting this, and they clarified the source of the claim that Joe and David were in fact fired. They're the ones that said they were fired.
Hold on, I gotta turn that down.
Someone's calling me somewhere else. They're both leaving of their own volition and an amicable split. That the firing was not a firing. That it was a, hey, we're out of here. We're good. We're gonna go do something else. Positive spin on a somewhat not positive story. I hope things go okay, though. Eve's weird and rad, and I don't want to live in a world without Eve in it. And I would like to see these guys continue to go strong and do new projects. That'd be cool. Let's move on to Hearthstone news. There is a new expansion coming soon, they say, in quotes. And iPhone and Android versions by the end of the year. If you remember last year at BlizzCon, I sat in it. Well, you don't remember this part, but I sat in a chair out in the audience, only 3 rows from the stage, where they got up and said, we are doing iPhone and Android versions of the game. And that's all they said. But now they're saying by the end of this year, probably after BlizzCon, again, they'll have those out. And you'll be able to play on your phone and on your Android devices, both phone and tablet, I would assume. Right now it's iOS, it's iPad only, and of course PC and Mac. So the other thing to keep in mind, what they've said about this expansion is not more single player adventure content, at least not this expansion. This is going to be more focused on PvP. And that makes sense to me. They did clarify, though, that there's more coming. Like, they're not done. NaxxRamas isn't all they're ever going to do. There will be more. So stay tuned for that. Xbox One's got a great promotion going right now. I recommend this greatly, highly, muchly. Xbox One promotion means that you get a free video game with your console purchase. Here is what came out of, I get this on either Kotaku, I don't remember, but a new promotion for Microsoft. Oh, this may have come from the subreddit, boopshow.reddit.com. A new promotion for Microsoft will offer prospective Xbox One owners a free game with the purchase of the next-gen console. Starting on Sunday, September 7th, this is coming Sunday, those that buy the system from a participating retailer in the United States of these Americans will receive a free game of their choice, priced up to $60. So $59.99, you're in. It applies to the bundles as well. So let's see. You could score with these bundles, Madden 15, Forza 5 bundle, whatever, and then opt in for another game. It runs through Saturday, the 13th of September. If you're going to get your Xbox, it looks like now might be the time to do it. Any of you playing Sims 4? If you are, how the hell is that thing? Because I have not cared about Sims 4 since Sims 1, and it's really hard to gauge its early success or not, because I can't tell you. There's no MPD numbers out about it. I don't know how it's doing. Some longtime Sims fans, friends of mine, are saying that it's not as good as 3. I don't know. Again, I didn't play 3, so I don't know what to compare that to, but I really like Sims 1, and then I didn't like where they were kind of going after that. Sims 2 just left me a little flat, so I don't know where we are with that game. But if any of you are playing it and you want to report in and let us know how it is, boopshow@gmail.com. The next Little Big Planet is an endless runner. Finally, our long national nightmare is over. The company was careful not to brand this as an endless runner, though, in their little announcement. Instead, they are calling it a, quote, free-to-play platform survival game built exclusively for the PlayStation Vita and mobile devices. Seems likely you will see it on iOS and Android. And they say that you can earn exclusive costumes for Little Big Planet 3, which is not out yet. Yeah, I think it's just like it'll be an endless runner. I don't know if it'll be behind the back or scrolling or whatever. And I don't hate that genre. And guess what? If it's not bad on the microtransaction side, I'd play it. I like that universe. I like Sackboy. He's all right. He's okay in a pinch. There are worse things to do with your time. Jump into some emails and feedback from you fine folks at home. boopshow@gmail.com is where you can send your emails and your attachments. Or you can call us on the much loved phone line, which is 206-339-1320. 206-339-1320. And leave us a message. Keep it short. Keep it interesting. Likely make it on the show. We'll start with an email from Steve in Marshall, Minnesota. Or is that MI's Minnesota, isn't it? Or is that Michigan? Michigan. I don't know. Whatever. Scott, I was wondering if you'd care to comment on your experience with agreements between you and developers / publishers in providing coverage on your podcast, or if you just care to speak in general about the issues across other gaming media outlets. Thanks. I'm not sure entirely what you mean, other than you probably are referring to, like, if somebody's getting kickbacks or if somebody gets money to cover their product. I don't do any of that. Partially because I don't think that's a good idea, but also because nobody does that to me. So I'm not getting a bunch of freebies on things. Now, there are a lot of promotional stuff and things I'll do with Blizzard for the World of Warcraft show, The Instance, and for the Diablo show, where we'll have giveaways and stuff like that. But I've made it very clear with them, and they've made it clear with me, that they don't want me to do anything other than be very straight up and honest about the way I cover things. So if I'm not happy about something they're doing in a game, I can say so. And will say so. So if that's what you mean, I'm a big fan of transparency. You know, if they want to promote and help out and whatever, that's great. But I want to always retain that that independence. That's important to me. Justin wrote in, says he's the broke gamer, it says here. What do you have to say? With the expansion, or excuse me, the explosion of indie game development in recent years and the constant layoffs at mainstream developers, do you think we are in a gaming bubble? We kind of had one in the 80s, remember? 85 or so? The arcade bubble? Oh, man. That was bad. I have a feeling that within the next 5 years, we will see a lot of major developers close. What are your thoughts, Justin, the broke gamer? I think that is the, yes, there's a bigger divide being created between A-list titles, like the big $200 million projects, and the small indie developer, you know, guy or two in his basement type projects. All the middle kind of B-ware stuff that has always sort of existed in the past and still kind of exists today, that stuff is slowly dying. So if you've got a developer who's primarily focused on that middle ground market, I think that's where trouble is. And that's a huge portion of the market. There will always be some room, maybe not as many, but some room for big AAA content. And then a ton of room for small indie stuff, smaller projects. It will fluctuate and it will ebb and flow, but you're not wrong. There's a middle place there. I don't think it's a bubble, though, because a bubble implies they're all doing great right now and that eventually the thing pops and everyone's screwed. They're already being hit. Like, it's not a happy place in the middle. Developers are already being eaten up, soaked up, dropped, flopped, crapped, whatever. We're in the middle of it. So if there was a bubble, it's already come. We're in a weird kind of middle rebuilding phase, I think. I think that's normal, though. That's the way industry works. And all the ships will right themselves as they figure out a way to do it, and things absorb themselves and become something better or go away entirely. But the market makes room for how things are supposed to go, and there's always winners in that and losers in that. And sadly, the middleware folks are kind of the losers in this case. I don't know. I have to see how it goes.
Hi, Scott. My question for you today is, do you have a favorite controller? Where it be maybe the new PS4 or maybe the original Nintendo controller? And if you do, what's the least favorite one? Thanks for the great show.
You're Bye. Welcome. Thank you for the call. I really like the SNES controller. I thought I brought it up on the show before, but it may have been the Final Score or something else. But man, I think I was happiest when that was in my hand. Now, maybe we should separate this by kind of era, right? So 8-bit, 16-bit era, I think as far as, you know, kind of D-pad, everyone's making the same sort of controller kind of time. I think I will definitely favor the SNES controller. The Super NES controller just beats them all. And I had them, most of them. Trying to think what I didn't have. I mean, I had an NES. I had a Master System, Super NES, Genesis. And the multiple Genesis controllers, the 6-button, the 3-button, the weird analog Knights one that they made, that weird pizza size thing. It was weird. It was great, but it was weird. Yeah, all that. 3DO, like pre-PS1 even, analog sticks. That's I had them all. In the analog era, though, I am very fond of this new PS4 controller, and I would put them in this rank. I'd say PS4 right now, number one for that controller. Xbox 360, very close behind that. That was an awesome controller, still is. Then probably GameCube. Then probably DualShock 2 for the PS2. What else was there? I think that's it. That's how I'd rank those. Great call. Thank you for that. Ron wrote in, says, "Hey, Scott, my name is Ron, and I have a question for you. A local game shop has a pre-owned PS4 with Last of Us and two controllers for $350. That's cheap. They also have a pre-owned Wii U with the new Mario Party, a big controller with a screen, and the two normal handheld controllers for $215. That's also a hell of a deal. Now, I have a 5-year-old who is very much wanting to learn how to play games with me and my girlfriend, but the PS4 is the console that I really want to play. What do you suggest? Thanks for your time. Keep up the good work. I'm a delivery driver for Pizza Hut, and the Frog Pants Studios keeps me going from insanity and monotony," is what he's trying to say. He wrote weird. "P.S. I am wanting a PS4 specifically for Bloodborne, which doesn't come out until mid-2015, albeit I do want the system for other current-gen games." All right, Ron. I would get the one you want. Now, you're going to say, "Well, Scott, shouldn't you be thinking, who will think of the children here?" Well, I am. he'll still have fun. There's plenty for him to do and learn and have on that. It doesn't have to be Nintendo stuff for a kid to love it. But 5-year-olds are notorious for not being very good at these things, and they take a while to learn them, and they get bored, and, you know, things like that. You want to be able to also game when he's not. And if you're really looking forward to the games on PS4, that's the one you should get. If you were really looking forward to what Nintendo had lined up, then I'd say the Wii U for sure. But you need to be playing what you love, and then he will love playing it with you. I learned that with all three of my kids. And that is what I recommend. Okay? Get on it, buddy. Get on it. All right, let's dive into what you should be playing. It's more like, what am I playing? Joe Danger on the Vita, man. Game is free to Plus players right now. I already owned it on the PS3 back when it launched and loved it then, and I'm really having fun playing it again. It's one of those games I you know, I'm kind of not one of those clear every possible thing in every level and zero it all out, but in that game I always did like that, and I'm doing that with this one. Perfect little lay in bed play game. 2 was okay. I thought 2 was all right. I didn't love it as much as 1, and I don't like the mobile versions at all. I think those are kind of hideous. They tend to be, they're endless runners, basically. And I don't like the way it's implemented. I prefer the kind of gameplay offered in 1 and 2 way over the mobile stuff for Joe Danger. And don't forget, same developer, Joe Danger 1, and I think 2, are doing No Man's Sky, which is such a weird departure. But Joe Danger, always fun. Still dangerous. Still great. Totally worth playing. I recommend it. If you have a PlayStation Plus and a Vita, this is a no-freaking-brainer. And if you didn't play it before, even more of a no-brainer. So go check it out. And I'm still playing way too much Diablo. It's not healthy. Way, way too much. Someone needs to call somebody. But I loves me some Diablo. Freaking Blizzard nailed my favorite game of the last 2 years. That's what they did. Take that, everybody. Favorite game of the last 2 years. Oh, yeah. All right, let's get out of here. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Boop. Very much appreciated. Go to frogpants.com/BOOP. Boop. You know the one. Boopshow@gmail.com for your emails. On Twitter @Boopshow. You can phone call us. Hey, why don't you phone call us? Play them on the show. It's fun. I like it. 206-339-1320. Our subreddit is boopshow.reddit.com. You can catch streaming repeats of this show at alphageekradio.com and our music brought to you by the Schnauzer Radio Orchestra. From the album Music for a 1950s Video Game, you can support the show now by going to frogpants.com/store. Buy something on there. Help me out. Buy some cool prints. I got lots of gaming stuff up there. Something for everybody. All right. That's going to do it. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you next Monday, is it? Yep. Next Monday, post... Oh, if you're going to Salt Lake City Comic Con, look for the Artist Alley booth, Green 15. I'll be there with my daughter signing prints, her artwork and mine. The big Frog Pants Studios sign, both Friday and Saturday, all day. Not doing the Thursday thing, which is today, but tomorrow and the next day. So if you're a local, come see me. Come say hi. Shake my hand. Buy a print. Don't shake too much hands, though. I don't want dirty hands. You know what I mean. All right, you guys. You guys are rad. We'll see you next week for a whole new episode of Boop. Until then, go play games.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.